from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Well, we got to start this Dirty's Daily off with a little something a little dirty here. Well, I'll tell you what. First, let's take care of the fans, man. Ron won't let me give the tickets away, but guess what, y'all? It is Thursday.
Everybody's got a job.
It is Thursday. And if Ron was a nice guy, he'd let me. He already got to give away one set. He'd let me do it. That's okay. That's all right. Texans ticket Thursday. That's right. We already had our Texans ticket Tuesday, and we gave away a couple of front row tickets today. 5 o'clock in the 5 o'clock hour, Ron Ugly's giving away two. It's one pair of seats in the club level for the Texans game. This week, it's going to be club level. Boy, if my memory serves me right, there's some grub and some drink options up there in that club level that aren't available everywhere else. So that club level is a good place to be, no doubt about it. 5 o'clock today. Make sure you dialed in to Sports Radio 610. Whether you're doing it on an AM dial, that FM dial with 100.3 HD2, or you're streaming on the Odyssey app. If you don't have the Odyssey app, you need to download it. AUDACY. Get that app. Take us everywhere you go. Twitch, YouTube. Appreciate y'all staying plugged in. You might want to listen. I don't know how much drag there is, because when Ron calls for callers, you want to make sure that you pick that phone up and get rolling. Texans ticket giveaway Thursday, 5 o'clock today on The Drive. You can thank all of us later. Now, starting off a little dirty here, Tyler, you asked if we had anybody that should be an honorable mention.
For the turds,
for
yeah.
For the turds.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron had one. I think I got one, too.
I'll have one, too.
I think this is a really good week that you should have placed yourself on the turds list.
That's wild, because I thought about putting you on it.
No, you can't put me on it again.
Why?
I've already made two appearances.
It's my list.
I've already made two appearances. But the way you did, old Dick, man.
Get the hell out of here.
Not one day, but 2 days. I mean, Dick's out there doing the best he can, man. He's on his last leg out there grinding, and you just...
I like that.
You mocked his voice, man. He does sound a little bit like that.
He does.
But, yeah, I mean, you just...
But that's just his old guy voice.
I mean, but he really put it on Dick. I feel like he needs to...
Whoa.
I feel like you could have put yourself on there. I'm just saying. Honorable mention. Who's your honorable mention? You say you had one, too?
You.
Oh, it was me.
Yeah, I was just kidding.
No, I think you had a pretty good idea where I was going with that.
Yeah, I felt bad. Oh, sorry, Dick.
Hey, one of the I think at least in the fan base, I know it was this way in our post-game show immediately following last Friday's Texans game, and rightfully so. Cam Akers, running backs that the Texans picked up a few weeks back. He's obviously had a good career in the NFL, but it's consisted of two Achilles tendon tears. And he had one mid-year last year. So when the Texans signed him this year, I just thought this is a future play. Make sure he's healthy. There ain't no way this guy's ready to compete for a job and actually get playing time for a team that at least has a team that has Super Bowl aspirations at this point in time. And I'll be damned. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I hadn't seen enough to really move the needle in terms of how he's going to help this team, but I've seen enough to feel pretty good about how healthy Cam Akers is, Ron. And I know I've had conversations with guys that work in this building that are ready to have the conversation about Cam Akers taking Damian Pierce's spot. And now
it feels like it's that way, but I wonder how many people in the fan, like how big a deal that is. I feel like we feel it, and I know you said the post game show that was a big topic of conversation.
And it wasn't just topic of conversation, Ron. You know them called now. To be fair,
those are the calls.
A lot of
those
them
the
calls ones. Loose now. They done been in that salsa of some kind, whether it's Sagamore Rye whiskey or it's in cold Coors Light. There's a little slurring going on.
The guy is
but I mean passionate about it. I mean hot. Like I've seen enough of Damian Pierce. Like Cam Akers should be the number two running back. Damn it. It's passionate.
He only
now.
Seen four carries.
I'm with you. It's a
Tyler
deal.
Tyler earlier said it's a big thing to him.
Well, it's a combination of a couple of things, right? There is Damian Pierce fatigue, and I think any player there is fatigue when there's these high expectations, and then all of a sudden you're benched ultimately for Devin Singletary, who now we somehow made Devin Singletary this Pro Bowl back all of a sudden, but he's benched for a backup running back ultimately. So I understand the fatigue. I mean, you talk about your squad, our squad, not having the complimentary run game that they should have. I think most people point squarely towards Damian Pierce and his inability to produce last year. So I think there's some Damian Pierce fatigue, but there's also some, Ron, some undeniable Cam Akers flash. Like you said, there's only been a handful of carries, and I know you were talking about Damian Pierce before, but with Cam Akers, there's only been a handful of carries. There's not any gaudy numbers or any, but there's a run in there where he spins and makes a defender miss and gets a couple yards. There's him sticking his head in there in the goal line situations. And the two things to me that are undeniably different than what we've seen from Damian Pierce since 2022 is when Cam Akers is in the game, he's impacting the game in more ways than just running back. He's catching the football. Hell, he caught a touchdown in the Hall of Fame game. I think he's got more catches than he does rushes, to be honest with you. But when he's in the game, Ron, the other thing is they move the football. I mean, the drives are continuing, and he is contributing, whether it's in the run game or in the receiving game. And, I mean, it's now that allows for the resume to come into play, the fact that he is a veteran, the fact that he knows this offense, the fact that he knows all the pass protections. And so now that comes into play, and I think there's a real conversation. Not that he should take Damian Pierce's place. I think that's crazy. But
you don't think we've gotten to that point yet? I
no,
don't either.
We haven't gotten to that point. But I do believe that he's earned the right to have the coaches commend him for what he's done, for him to play earlier in games and play more in games, preseason games. And I do believe that Damian Pierce should probably feel the pressure of Cam Akers coming.
Yeah, for me, it's a week away from this even being a conversation.
The competition or what?
Like a serious conversation of Cam Akers jumping him. Because like all we've heard all offseason is, hey, Damian Pierce is like a different person. He slimmed up. He's gotten quicker. And hell, we've watched it. Yeah. We've watched it. He seems to understand it more. We've heard him say, man, I'm in a completely different place mentally on what I on what I'm looking at being prepared. So four carries with Brocker as the right tackle and Blake Fisher as the left tackle, four carries against the Steelers shouldn't override everything that you all have told us in the offseason and what he said. Now, he rolls through again with the number one offense, especially if Joe Mixon starts and we see production from Joe Mixon. And we see Joe Mixon have a drive and he just say he touches it for two carries and gets 12 yards. And then he comes in and he goes another, you know, 5 for 6 or something like that. Then I think it becomes more of a conversation. But
well, this to your point, this is a huge week for Dameon Pierce because he's going to get run with the ones, and whether the offensive line is good or not, the finger's going to get pointed at him. At least I'm talking about. I don't think internally it will, but from the fan base it will, from a lot of the media it will, and ultimately, you know, Cam Akers is capable of running the outside zone. You know Cam Akers is capable of understanding Bobby Slowick's playbook, no matter how thick it is relative to Sean McVay's or Kevin O'Connell or any of the guys that he's played with before. They're very similar concepts. So you know Cam Akers has got that part of it down. Bobby Slowick, the offensive coordinator for the Houston Texans, I think he said some things to put a bow on this conversation. I think he said some things that'll shed a little bit of light on the reality of Cam Akers, one, impressing, but being a guy that could potentially get run with this football team at some point. Here's Bobby Slowick talking about Cam Akers.
Yeah, it's easy to see Cam is familiar with the outside zone scheme. You know, L.A., when he was in L.A. and Minnesota, they both did something pretty similar to what we do. So not a lot of conversation with him has to take place with how to run zone in general. Now, we've had to talk about other run schemes we do. We've ran a lot of gap. We've run a lot of other stuff that he's had to adjust to a little bit. But he wants to know it all. You know, he is thirsty for knowledge. He's always asking questions. He wants to make sure that when we put him in, he's doing the right thing. He really wants to do anything he can to help us.
Been there, done it, knows the playbook, understands the schemes that they're trying to execute. That wasn't all. Bobby Slowick had a little bit more on Cam Akers.
Yeah, I think it's easy to see in these preseason games, you know, the way he's gone out and he's made plays, he's made people miss in space, he's been at the right spot. He's had, I think, almost no mental mistakes, maybe one, but extremely reliable. You see all that.
See, Ron, that's the sound bite right there.
Extremely reliable,
where he's supposed to be.
You ever watch Bobby?
You know, the flashes of the runs kind of thing. Like, there's something there. And I'm not saying Dameon Pierce isn't that guy. What I'm saying is I'm just not privy to that information. Right? Like if Cam Akers, I'm hearing the head coach and the offensive coordinator talk about Dameon Pierce has worked on a lot of things and he's gotten a lot better. And he has better grasp. I'm not hearing them say he's reliable, he's in the right spot, you can trust him, he knows the whole, you know what I mean? Like, that's the part of this thing, Ron, that I think could allow Cam Akers to sneak into the true, hey man, there's a competition at the number two running back spot. Not now, but to your point, this week is a huge week, and we probably are a week away from, or really not a week, probably 3 or 4 days. Monday could this conversation could take a turn. But Cam Akers, boy, he has jumped on the scene for the Texans a lot quicker than I thought he was going to jump on the scene. It's a pleasant surprise as a fan. I'm absolutely stoked about it. And we'll see what comes of Cam Akers, if he can hunt down Dameon Pierce, if Dameon Pierce can put it, if he plays well this week, he can put a little distance between the two, I would think. But Cam is definitely on the he's on the radar and he's coming. There ain't no doubt about it. Guys, Tyler hit me up and asked me if I'd seen DeChambeau's YouTube shows that he's doing. Have you seen this, the Break 50?
Absolutely, I haven't.
You have not seen it. Okay, so he pairs up with somebody.
It's really, really good.
He pairs up with somebody. It's almost like a damn little short film, right? I mean, it's the way they film it is
basically doing a podcast while they're playing 18.
Yeah, but I mean, they've got like drone videos and they're playing golf. Anyway, it's Break 50. It's him and they're scrambling. Him and another player, and they're scrambling. The goal is, can you break 50? Now, they've got it set up. I haven't seen every episode, but they've got it set up to where, like,
there's seven of them, I believe, so far.
There's like, very short par fours.
They're teeing off from the reds, I believe, teeing off, every hole.
They definitely are, yes.
Yeah.
Because I've told you, but everything's real short. So every hole they play is really, with the exception of the par threes, you should eagle. Or not should, but you can drive the damn green. They can drive the green every time. Well, he had John Daly on with him, right? Which is made for TV. Tyler put me on this. Told me I needed to watch it.
Watched it last night. So good.
I watched it with Mom this morning. And I'm going to be honest with you. Daly's my boy. I'd be pissed off if I was Bryson.
I thought the same damn thing, dude.
I mean,
I've got to believe
that Bryson DeChambeau has an unhealthy competitive gene, or he wouldn't be able to do what he's done. Right? There's got to be like,
yeah.
There's got to be a competitive. Like, he's put this show together,
dude. And they're killing it.
Like, the ratings that he's getting. I think he's raising all the money. He's going for some charity. He's raising
every birdie $10,000.
Yeah, I mean, they're raising a ton of money. Anyway, the whole goal is to break 50, and I would think that if he and somebody does ever break 50, like that YouTube, that the viewing will go through the roof.
It doesn't ever happen.
Just I don't know, Tyler. Has it happened?
They have not done it yet.
I believe
they haven't done it yet. I know that he's hit 50 on the dot with Trump and one other guy.
So there's I gotta believe that he's pushing to break 50. Obviously,
yeah. Yeah.
And my boy Daly won. My boy Daly's barefooted and says he's been drinking since 9 o'clock in the morning when they start. This is from Jump. Barefooted.
You believe him?
Yes, I believe him.
Halfway through, now, he says, I had about 20. I've slowed down, though.
Now, he's got his own golf cart, which he's a big Cowboy fan, so he's got this old-timey golf cart that's got the Cowboy stuff all over, and the hood opens up, and he's got all his drinks in the hood. And about the third hole, I mean, it's a par four. They're trying to drive the green to have a shot at eagle, right? He's hitting the ball off of one of the cans of his drink. He's not even teeing it up.
Dude, my competitive genes were getting pissed for Bryson.
And you can tell Bryson's like, hey, man, we got to get off to a start. We got a birdie. We need an eagle here pretty quick, you know?
He goes, come on, partner. It's a big one.
They're talking about how big the next. Now, they're having a good time. But he looked down there, and Daly's got it on a can. And, of course, he fans it off into the tree.
I was about to say, was he having any success?
It would have been success for me, but he pushed it right and didn't have a chance at the green, right? And then we get up there, and they're like, okay, we got to chip this one in to get this eagle. And he chips with one hand.
Yeah. He goes, oh, yeah, this is just a solid left arm, and then he hooked it.
Maybe he wasn't aware of the seriousness of this.
Well, no, I don't.
Not overly serious,
no,
but they want to break 50. That's the whole goal. Like, they want to be competitive and break 50.
Well, John Daly episode, we don't come with no shoes on. We're not breaking 50. We're just going to have
fun. John, it reminds me, Tyler, and y'all didn't know my brother, but it reminds me of me and my brother playing golf.
Yeah.
Like, Hank ain't got a competitive gene in his body. He just wants to drink, and he got an extra pair of underwear because he might crap himself on the course. and he putting one-handed and all that, just chugging, you know, just like all that stuff. And I'm over here really, like, getting mad because I can't hit a four-iron.
We just don't give a shit.
I understand how stupid that is. But I'm sitting there watching, and I'm like, Bryson got to be hot, man.
I love that you said that because I was watching by myself late last night, and I was thinking, man, if I was Bryson, I'd be saying, dude, come on, man.
Hey,
come
Bryson on right done, here, bro. Bryson done flew all that equipment up there. There's people everywhere, cameras up there. Yeah, I mean, all that stuff. And my man's hitting off the top of a can and
when
chipping
John
one
Daly
hand.
Walks with no shoes on, you got to know what time it is. This is a different episode.
Ain't no doubt.
It's a different episode. All right, coming up, some news on something we opened the show on. Now some more clarity. With the situation with Davis Mills. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back in. As I told you on the other side, some more clarity on the Davis Mills situation. It become a thing in the crosstalk. John Lopez was wondering if he may be getting traded because Sunday, they had a practice. Fans were out there. And Figgy, I know, was out there. He said there was reports he wasn't even dressed. Then they practiced the last 3 days, and he has been in full pads, helmet. One of the days it was just helmets and jerseys, but the last 2 days it's been full pads. And he has not participated, not taking one rep. And there was a wonder, like I said, Lopez wondered if he was trying to get potentially getting traded. I know you, Clint, said you just think it's an issue in terms of how they're going to play the first unit in the game on Saturday. He may not get a lot of time because the first unit will play the half. This is actually the latest from the Texans. This is coming from Aaron Wilson. Texans rested Davis Mills at practice after he took a hit in the ribs against the Steelers. Not a long-term issue at all. So it is an injury situation for Davis Mills. Two things come to mind. I mean, D'Amico. Earlier today, they asked D'Amico about Davis Mills. He said he's fine. You know, he said he's fine.
We
like what he's done with him.
The interesting thing is that, like, and I don't know because I wasn't there, but I was told that he was in sweats on Sunday. And if he were in sweats on Sunday, and then he was also in sweats this week, I wouldn't have thought anything. I think he's injured. He's not going to play. But all of a sudden,
he's in pads.
He's back in pads. He's just not participating in the team drills. And so I don't. That's an interesting way to handle a quarterback in camp when you got four of them. If you know he's not going to participate fully,
let's say he has a damn injury.
You just typically would leave him in sweats. But I don't know. Here we are.
Also, Tyler was out there Sunday as well. He wanted me to let you know. He said that.
I told you Mills wasn't there too. I guess Figgy told you better than I did. You know,
I think it was Sean that actually told me. I think, but he was in sweats.
I told
right?
Ron.
He was in sweats.
I was,
right?
Yeah. In the conversation we had earlier, Figgy had said it.
He said it better. It's okay. It's not a big deal.
But Tyler was
out there on Sunday as well and told
Figgy got it, dude. It's no big deal.
So I want to make sure we give credit.
Why are you doing that, man?
What?
You knew Tyler told you.
He said in my ear. So I was talking about the conversation Figgy had at Crosstalk, but I want to also...
Figgy's info was probably more detailed.
No, it's pretty similar. Just wanted to make sure. Nails, I know it. That's why I want to make sure I give him his
credit. We got another hour and a half to show.
Proper credit right there. Two things. One, he's got an injury. The other thing is, hey, dog. If I ain't going to participate in this practice, man, it's too damn hot for me sitting out here in these damn pads and this helmet, man.
Ron, nobody that plays ball thinks like that.
That's not true.
And I know that's not true.
Now, if you want to specify the NFL, I've never played in that league.
I've heard Texans complain about the eat.
There are some people in here like, hey, man, if I'm not participating, like, you know, hey, man, I ain't like, hey, man, you got that rib injury, man. Like, we just going to sit you and let you chill. Oh, hell, man. Shoot, let me go over and stand in my damn street clothes the way that Christian Harris got his street clothes on. Let me stand over to the side. If I'm about to sit here and not even throw the ball, I got to stand in these
man,
pads.
Man, Davis Mills better not even shape his mouth to talk about I'd rather be in sweats than in pads.
Nah, you might be right on that. I'd be thinking it. I'd be trying to negotiate nicely with somebody. Like, hey, Doug. Hey, Doc.
Hey, trainer. Hey, man. Hey.
I'm just saying, like, this is what we're going to come to, man. Hey, man, we want to rest you out here, practice, man. But
Tyler, won't you get your butt out there sometime and sweat like that?
But we want you to put them full pads and that helmet on. No. I mean, let me get out here. Hey, I'll work out on the other field like Joe Mixon and everybody, man. Let me get out of here, man. These damn pads on, man. Good for him. Hey, I want to issue out an apology.
I'll accept it.
Not to you, to Matt Burke. And I'm just going to be completely honest here. To you all in the audience, I don't really feel moved to listen to Matt Burke.
Hold on, show.
I'm just being completely honest.
Why is that?
Because I know that D'Amico's running the show on the defense. And like when Bobby Slowick speaks, I feel moved to go, all right, let me hear what he's talking about. Frank Ross, especially with kind of the changes in special teams. I just like when Matt Burke, all right, the defensive coordinator, Matt Burke's gonna speak. Like we get those emails in. I just I don't feel moved to listen to it, because I just, like, let me hear what D'Amico's got to say about the defense. I just talked to D'Amico yesterday about damn near every single spot on the defense.
Right.
I know that's the guy running the team. But I feel bad. I apologize to you, Matt. I should do better with that. I should take it more seriously. And he says some good stuff. What he said about Jalen Petrie, I really enjoyed. I think it's a really, really good point that he makes. Let me hear Matt, because it's not what going to listen to this, but I told myself, you know what, man? Tyler did all this hard work to send it in, a.k.a. Chris Santiago. But I want to listen to this, man. Let me listen to Matt.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think I said this to somebody some few weeks ago. I can't keep track anymore. I actually think him moving around has helped slow his mind down. Because he's really got to focus on where he's playing in which situation and which role. And so it's kind of just like kind of honed his focus a little bit. But like, I think if you guys remember the second play of the game on that trap that we had, you know, he's blitzing on that, and Pittsburgh double cadence trying to get him to show. So, I mean, in terms of like the control, like last year he gets so eager to blitz, he would be like creeping up there and then they'd see it and check out of stuff. And he just stood there like this and held it. And then on the snap, like, he knifed it in there and kind of cleaned it up. So I think, like, stuff like that are real examples of him just, like, slowing his mind down and, like, controlling the game. He's one of our, like, emotional leaders, obviously. And he's such, like, a hype man. I think he has to pull himself in sometimes. But I think it's been showing a lot out here. It's allowing him to make all the plays you guys are seeing him make.
That's some good stuff. Like, he's slowing his mind down. And then a lot of that cause is he's got to focus because he's playing several different spots. I gotta start giving Matt a chance. I do. I'm not just lying. And I apologize. I want to be. I'm sure somebody's listening from over there. But I apologize. I got to do better with that, Matt. You're the defensive coordinator.
I don't think you're alone. I think there's a lot of folks that know that D'Amico's the one calling the shots. And when you hear from him so often, it's like, why don't you hear from another defensive mind? I think it's fair.
That was some good stuff about Peter.
That was really good.
That was him. Like, yeah, you're right. Last year, Pete, you're going to show that blitz coming in there. You see the little things. I like it. Let's start taking you serious, man. I'm no longer am I going to go over. Just go over that email. I'm not. I'm
going to just delete it.
Yeah, I do. I got a lot of deleting. Unopened Matt Burke audio. I do. I feel bad for my man. Go ahead. All right, some news on Justin Verlander and We got to dive in. The Astros got a day off. We got to dive in to this amazing comeback they've made. Now they're three games up in the West. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Got some Matt Burke fans in the house. My man is hot, man. I ain't gonna be mad at it. You're a Richard head, Ron. You know what that means. Respect Matt Burke. He's accomplished more in one day than you have in 25 years. Go eat something, loser.
Eat something?
like what are you, like Italian?
Is that Matt Burke's mom?
Listen, I will admit to you, like it is a bit of the reasoning. That the honest reason I'm giving this is kind of messed up. I'm just being honest. Like, I'm just not led to listen to hear from Matt, and I got to do better. I apologize to Matt. Matt said some good stuff to talk about. That's a press conference I just rolled through. It was like when Bill O'Brien was a head coach. I did that to Tim Kelly. When Bill O'Brien was a head coach and Tim Kelly would have the offensive coordinator day, yeah. I just rolled
past
Tim Kelly.
I think it's fair. I think it's understandable. I think we're all probably guilty to some degree.
Hey, I like that. Hey, man, this is how I'm going to dismount this one. Go eat something, loser. I've had my 4 o'clock snack already, baby.
The showman.
I have not. I wish I had one.
I would do that. Hey, man, forget you, Tyler. You know what? I mean, why don't you take your punk ass and go eat something?
If it's tasty, okay.
That's a good one. All right, some dudes here with Justin Verlander. Hopefully this means he is close. And those of you in Corpus, you might have an opportunity. Right-handed pitcher Justin Verlander is the probable starter for the Hooks this evening. He is going to look to make his – is this his second or third? This is second rehab start. First one in Sugar Land went pretty well. And hoping to make another one. And Clint, maybe there's another one after this. Maybe not. I could see him joining after this one. If this goes well, you could see it because that's about what it was early in the year when he started the season on the IL. I think he had two starts in the minors, and then he came up and joined the rotation. So the thing about it is, though, and God, I never ever in my wildest dreams thinking this year. The way that they are pitching, they don't need to rush him up here. They and where they are in the standings, like, they can take their time with Justin Verlander and to make sure he is really ready and right, because this thing has turned around. And not just turned around, like, it's now hard to find a poor pitching performance in the last 2 weeks from a starter. So I think they have the luxury to take in their time right now.
Yeah, I think they have their luxury, but let's be honest, we've talked about this before. This is up to Verlander, right? I got to believe Justin Verlander's chomping at the bit to get back out there. And if he's had two rehab starts, and as the pitch count gets up there a little bit, and he starts putting a little bit more pressure on himself, and there's not pain, nothing's tightening up the neck, the shoulder, the back, whatever the hell was going on, I got to believe he's chomping at the bit to get back out there. And if he's not hurting, I would imagine that's going to be enough in either Corpus or Sugar Land to go on and get him back to Houston.
Yeah. So hopefully,
keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah. Hopefully it is.
When is that? Tonight.
Tonight. Yeah. Second rehab start tonight. In Corpus. Yeah. Do you think maybe there is? I think there's a legit chance in 5-6 days he could be pitching for the big club again if they feel like he's ready.
That'd be nice.
And as you said, you think they would lean towards a 6-man rotation if that does occur. Hopefully Ronel Blanco is good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
As he left the game last night getting hit in that index finger. So we'll see about that. But that's the latest. Justin Verlander, his second rehab start tonight in Corpus. Hopefully everything is good. He feels good. I don't even think the numbers and stuff matter as much. Just how many pitches he gets through. They said he had gotten up to 96 in his last start, in his first start. So it went pretty well there in Sugar Land. Hopefully the same there. All right. Justin Verlander is coming back to a team that is in a much better spot than the team he left. All right, they are a season-high 10 games over 500 and now 3 games up in the AL West with the Mariners' loss today. And, like, we look back, and if they're able to continue to win this division, it'll also be even more clear to look back. But I think you can still do it right now. I was trying to think of what would be the turning point. What was the turning point this year? I think a lot of people kind of lean towards, and I think it's a fair one, that it is Jose Abreu. Jose Abreu and them moving on from Jose Abreu was the turning point.
That's a good one.
It is a very, very good one, because I do think it kind of changed the feel in the clubhouse and maybe kind of moved that negative walk on eggshells situation that was happening there. Mine is more the Kyle Tucker injury, and more when they found out that this was going to be a long-term thing. Because once that happened, I think it forced everybody to, hey, look, man, we're in June. Now we got time. Like, we got to kick this in. And we don't have the guy who's been our best player. Like, Diaz, you got to pick it up. You know, Yordan, I got to pick it up. And over the time, I feel like that kind of just it wasn't thinking about it. You had to force it. It had to be done. They had to make moves. I almost think even the Tucker thing could have led to the Abreu move, with thinking, hey man, we got to get the best team possible out there, the best lineups out there, because Kyle Tucker's gone. So for me, it is the Kyle Tucker injury. I think it really was the thing that forced a lot of guys to really have to pick up their game.
Yeah, no, look, I think those are all great points, man. I mean, the Kyle Tucker, hey, it's time to wake up or else, fellas. I mean, it's not going to just happen overnight. We're digging a hole. It's time to go. That's a really good one. The Jose Abreu getting rid of that stench was obviously a turning point. I think there's probably some pretty solid statistics behind that. Here's the deal. 6-18, June the 18th, the Astros were 10 games out of first place in the AL. And if you look at kind of how Alex Bregman's his slow start and how he turned the corner in June, July, and August, if you look at Alex Bregman since ultimately really just in June, July, and half of August, he's hitting over 300. His slash line, 307, 358, 549. 15 doubles, 2 triples, 15 home runs, 38 RBIs. I mean, this guy's been absolutely shredding at the plate, right? And it's kind of been a climb, like just consistently getting better and better and better, consistently waking up, since he is the notorious slow starter, which I absolutely hate. It's just been consistently getting better and better. And since August the 1st, the guy's got 5 doubles, 5 home runs. He's slashing 340, 375, 717. I mean, it's what Bregman's done to me has been the trigger for all of this. He's the guy that when he got hot, the entire team, the entire outlook changed. You look in June, they were averaging, I don't remember if they were tops in the league, but they were in the top 1 or 2 or 3 in the league, 5.5 runs a game. I think in this last 8 or 9 games, they've had 6.5 runs a game. And to me, this is Alex, all about Alex Bregman. When he's swinging it well, man, this team is flat out winning ball games.
What's the turning point for you, Tyler? What is the point that you think this thing really shifted? If there's a moment, there's a turning point, and what has happened in this season. I see some people rolling in saying when Espada asked to be thrown out of the game was a turning point. Many people are talking about Abreu.
Did you say, so I hadn't really thought about this, but you said something earlier, and I think I might co-sign it. I don't know who you said it, but the moment Altuve got tossed from that ball game, it was showing that emotion, that passion, pissed off.
Something you don't see a lot of.
You never see that. I mean, this is a guy, Altuve, that was his second ever, I believe, career ejection. So whenever you have the clear leader, the greatest Astro of all time in Jose Altuve, showing some fire and fight, I think that could do a lot for a ball club. So I think I'd go with that moment.
I think that's right when they lost game one to the White Sox.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah.
Who the Yankees just got put on the turd list for losing to the White Sox.
Yankee turds.
It was a damn. Jose Altuve has had it moment. Like he has had it moment. Someone texted in, everything shifted for me when our starting pitching, when our starting pitcher started all pitching well, and then a few weeks later our hitting. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, those are, I guess, moments. Yeah, or anything. A turning point, just a clear turning point. No, I like those. I like those. In fact, I'll say it. I probably like those better than mine. Good job, Tyler. Good job, Clinton.
Thank you. Better.
Yeah, I thought maybe if I heard it again.
You think if you went first, you made me?
It did, man. Yeah, it did. Yeah. Nope. No, it didn't get better. Didn't get better. It was
all right, man. Don't be too hard on yourself, man.
No, I'm not hard on myself.
I mean, Kyle Tucker injury. I mean, that was definitely a wake up moment, man. Now or never, type of deal.
It was a B-. You guys just came through a little bit better on there. It's not bad. I can take it.
I appreciate you coming up with a thought.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a thought. All right. Coming up, this is your chance. This is your chance. One of two more opportunities. One more on Area 45 at 9 p.m. when we get done. But now, coming up at 5 o'clock, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see your Houston Texans take on the New York Giants coming up on Saturday. Lower bowl level tickets. You got to be listening in the next segment. That's coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.